So today we're going to do the practice on forgiving ourselves. And it's a bit of a combination of my own ideas and those from Mindful Self-Compassion and from Tara Brach, her book True Refuge. So just a few reminders before we go into the practice. So as I do these little reminders, just really take this time to stabilize yourself, ground yourself in a felt sense of sitting here, being fully supported by the earth of which we are all a part. So really feeling your feet at the floor and bottom at the chair, hands in the lap. And sitting upright, even like a mountain perhaps, so you can feel some strength and stability. And feeling too that unconditional support of the air that we all share. We're going to engage in a process that will have a few steps to it. So a few things to remember, that we actually can't forgive ourselves or others without first opening to the hurt, to the pain. And when it comes to ourselves, we must open to perhaps guilt or shame for hurting others, hurting ourselves. And remembering some of those caveats that we've talked about forgiveness, it doesn't mean that we're accepting bad behavior or that we would be resuming a relationship that has caused us harm, and that we do need to protect ourselves. We want to remember, too, what we just talked about, that whatever harm we experience from others or that we've done to ourselves is a product of a universe of interacting causes and conditioning stretching over a long period of time, maybe the whole life of the planet. So remembering that something, focusing on just some harm we may have done to others or ourselves has arisen out of, you know, who our parents are and our grandparents, our cultural conditioning. But it also stretches back through history and, you know, if we've been subjected or our parents or grandparents subjected to war, poverty. But it goes deeper than that, right into our DNA as creatures trying to survive, save our own skin, all wired into us. And then in the moment in life, conditions are arising such as being hungry, being tired, being stressed in some way. So it's important to remember that so much that we may do, and again also that others may do, arises out of a complex web of causes and conditions. And so we can truly think of our own behavior at a certain level as not our fault. So it might not be our fault, it is our responsibility to take care of within ourselves and to the extent that affects others, to be responsible, perhaps making amends or ensuring protection. I think too sometimes we hurt others through no fault of our own. This can also happen. Yeah, sometimes there's hurt or harm that's no fault of our own. We're just trying to go about our lives and our life bangs into another. such when we've made diligent endeavors to turn off our phones and they don't go off, they ring. So, inadvertent, no fault of our own. In mindful self-compassion, they talk about 5 steps to forgiveness. And we've talked about these already, but just a little reminder, and we'll be going through them. Opening to the pain, to some degree reliving the pain of what happened. Coming to self-compassion. So allowing our hearts to melt with sympathy for the pain, no matter what the causes and conditions might have been. Remembering that human imperfection. Coming to some wisdom or understanding that the situation wasn't entirely personal, those interdependent causes. The intention to forgive. So we'll try on forgiving ourselves, or at least intending to forgive ourselves. And then, as we also talked about, the importance of protecting ourselves or making amends, self-care or other care. Taking a bit of time now to feel body sitting. As I said a few moments ago, really feeling that unconditional support of the earth and the air. Really noticing those nourishing effects of the in-breath, the soothing effects of the out-breath. All unconditionally provided. And now bringing to mind an event in your life that you regret and would like to forgive yourself for. It could be related to another person, or it could be some injury to oneself, by oneself. It's important to choose a situation that feels relatively easy, that doesn't trigger too much intensity, maybe a 2 or 3 out of 10 in terms of challenging emotions. So take a few moments now to call to mind a situation. If you can't find a particular situation, it might be a particular habit of thinking, of speaking, or a particular habitual emotion, habitual behavior. And raise a hand if you can't find one. Okay, so everybody's got one. So take a few moments now to open to the pain of it. You may already be doing this, allowing yourself to feel the emotions around it, naming them. Maybe there's guilt, remorse, Remember, this takes courage, takes strength. So really feel the strength of the body sitting like a mountain. Feeling the pain of it, naming the different emotions. As you feel able, feeling them through the body. Remember, feel it to heal it. Name it to tame it. Feel it to heal it. See if you can mindfully make space for these emotions, feeling them through the body. Perhaps your compassionate friend can be a companion throughout the exercise. Sense of him or her holding your hand, encouraging you, or perhaps even naming these emotions for you. At any point, giving yourself soothing touch to help you through. And then giving ourselves compassion because of what's happened, because of this event or this habitual way of thinking, behaving, or feeling. So this is our second step. So a little bit of a self-compassion break. So mindfully holding in mind what it is, and really remembering that this is all part of being human. We all make mistakes. We all misstep. We're all perfectly imperfect. And offering yourself compassion for how you've suffered. Compassion for the guilt, the remorse, the outcome of the event. Soothing touch, giving yourself whatever soothing touch you may need. Perhaps imagining being embraced by the compassionate friend. And offering yourself soothing words in a soothing tone, even if you don't believe them. Maybe the compassionate friend offers them to you. May I be kind to myself in this. May I accept myself as I am with all my human imperfections. If it helps you to imagine yourself as a young child, because the young child never leaves us, that you're giving this compassion to the young child. You're remembering the young child is perfectly imperfect. And you want the little child to take care of him or herself. And then just noticing how it has been to give yourself a bit of compassion for this event or thought, word, deed that you regret. And moving into the next step of bringing in some wisdom, some understanding. Trying to understand what led to this mistake or habitual behavior, emotion, thoughts. So considering the whole interconnected web of causes and conditions. Were there any perhaps environmental factors impacting you at the time or repeatedly when this arises? Like some kind of stress, or hungry, or tired, ill. Or perhaps some old personality styles triggered, old buttons pushed. Maybe some core beliefs were touched upon. Maybe some learning from parents, culture, the wider world. Looking beyond your small separate self into a wider web of interconnectedness of life to understand. Perhaps too unmet needs. In any of these challenging conditions and causes that you may be aware of, giving yourself some soothing touch for them, giving yourself some compassion as you engage in this understanding. Perhaps giving yourself compassion too for any resistance to being compassionate with yourself. And then remembering now our next step. Bringing some intentionality to forgiveness. Trying on offering yourself forgiveness. Trying on the phrase, "May I begin to forgive myself for what I have done, wittingly or unwittingly, to have caused this pain." Or may I intend to forgive myself, or may I forgive myself one day, or may I one day intend to forgive myself, working with ourselves wherever we're at. May I begin to forgive myself for what I have done, wittingly or unwittingly, to have caused this pain. Perhaps hearing these words from the compassionate friend, that make it easier. Perhaps remembering a wounded child within you, would that make it easier? And as best you can, bringing kindness to any resistance that shows up. May I begin to forgive myself for what I have done, wittingly or unwittingly, to have caused this pain. And then our last step, again, feeling the body sitting, fully supported by the earth, being breathed by the air. resolving for care, care for oneself or care for another that you may have hurt. Resolving to not hurt anyone or yourself again in this manner. If it feels something you feel up to, or if it feels remotely possible, it might not. May I not injure myself or another like this again. Finding your own words and giving yourself soothing touch for this courageous step. Feeling it through the body. And coming back to a sense of body sitting and breathing, letting all phrases go. And just taking that unconditional support of the earth and air once again.